NM Regulators Poke Assumptions Behind APAY's Markets Plus Choice, written by Elaine Goodman, and read by an automated voice. A recent study that contributed to El Paso Electric's decision to join SPP's Markets Plus rather than CAISO's Extended Day-Ahead Market, or EDAM, has raised questions among New Mexico regulators. The results of the Brattle Group analysis were presented to the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission, or PRC, during a March 13th workshop. The workshop followed APAY's announcement January 24th that it would join Markets Plus. The announcement surprised commissioners, who were expecting to see results of additional studies before EPE selected a market. In the new analysis, Brattle updated results from an earlier study for Public Service Company of New Mexico, or PNM, and EPE with a sensitivity case that includes the value of the A-County tie. The tie is a 345 kilovolts transmission line that links EPE with Southwestern Public Service, which is a member of the SPP RTO in the Eastern Interconnection. Under that case, APAY's annual benefits would be $19.3 million if both New Mexico utilities join EDAM, $20.1 million if they join Markets Plus, and $18.8 million if EPE goes with Markets Plus while PNM joins EDAM, Brattle projected in the new analysis. That contrasts with results from Brattle's previous study, which projected APAY's benefits would be $19.1 million a year if both utilities joined EDAM versus $9.1 million if both joined Markets Plus. The benefits are in comparison to a current trends or CT case in which PNM and EPE remain in CAISO's Western Energy Imbalance Market, or WEM, and don't join a day-ahead market. PNM announced its choice of EDAM in November. EDI Optimization. In its new analysis, Brattle optimized the Eddy County tie to SPP East for scenarios where EPE joins Markets Plus, assuming that trade flows freely across the tie. The model assumes the SPP East market is liquid enough to supply or receive all Eddy tie flows at prices comparable to those of Markets Plus. Whenever El Paso is purchasing power, we assume that the tie's importing. Whenever they're selling power, we assume that they're exporting, Brattle Group Principal John Sue Collies said during the workshop. In the cases where EPE is in EDAM or only in WEM, the Eddy tie isn't optimized. Instead, its value is assumed to be the same as it was in 2023. The optimization is only in the Markets Plus cases because Markets Plus and SPP East have the same market operator, said Sue Collies, who said his understanding is that SPP is planning for the optimization. While Sue Collies said it's possible that SPP would optimize flows with EDAM, he said he's not aware of any discussions to do so. Commission Chair Pat O'Connell questioned the assumption, saying it implies something kind of remarkable. You have to accept that SPP would not work to optimize interregional transfer unless you are in Markets Plus, O'Connell said. Commissioner Gabriel Aguilera also wondered whether there would be an opportunity for Eddy County tie optimization through a SEAMS agreement in a case where EPE joins EDAM. Aguilera asked if Brattle could calculate benefits in two additional ways, one in which the Eddy tie is not optimized in any of the four scenarios, and another in which it is optimized in all four scenarios, including cases where EPE joins EDAM or remains solely in WEM. It seems like all of those have an equal possibility of occurring, Aguilera said. EPE representatives agreed to bring those variations of the analysis to the commission. EPE and PNM are co-owners of the 200 megawatts Eddy County tie. EPE has rights to two-thirds of the capacity, and PNM has rights to the remaining third. That prompted questions from the commission on why the Brattle analysis optimized the tie's entire 200 megawatts in the two cases where EPE joins Markets Plus. PNM owns part of this, and yet your sensitivity analysis relies so heavily on using 200 megawatts, Aguilera said. Weighing the choices. After the latest Brattle analysis found similar monetary benefits in the different scenarios, EPE turned to additional factors in making its day-ahead market decision. SPP's experience as an RTO operator and its record of expanding renewable energy resources make it a trusted partner in this endeavor, EPE said in its announcement. During the PRC workshop, EPE representatives said another advantage of Markets Plus relates to resource adequacy. Markets Plus will require all participants to join Western Power Pool's Western Resource Adequacy Program, or RAP. It is important to make sure that everybody is on equal footing on how you are calculating your resources, said Emmanuel Villalobos, APAY's Director for Market Development and Resource Strategy. Instead of facing a RAP requirement, EDAM participants will undergo a Daily Resource Sufficiency Evaluation, or RSE. EDAM participants have the option to join RAP, but it's not required. Aguilera questioned APAY's ability to meet RAP's requirements. He said the utility might need to accelerate resource procurement, with a resulting cost impact to customers. As a regulator who is concerned about affordability, I would see that as a benefit in EDAM to have more of that flexibility on resource adequacy, Aguilera said. Especially given that RAP hasn't taken off. It's been delayed. It's been having its own issues. EPE did not participate in Phase 1 of Markets Plus development and has not yet signed a Phase 2 funding agreement with SPP, a move Villalobos said EPE is likely to make in the first quarter of 2026. The funding commitment would be in the form of collateral rather than money given upfront, he added. Consultant Utilicast is wrapping up a gap analysis for EPE, looking at steps the utility needs to take before joining Markets Plus. EPE expects to begin Markets Plus implementation activities next year and start participating in the market in 2028.